We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hi, I'm Kurt Smith, and we're here today to talk about Service Cloud at Dreamforce and also what's going on with Service Cloud now. And I'm here with Jennifer and Amanda from the Service Cloud team. Welcome, both of you. Can you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hersom. I am in the product marketing team for Service Cloud. I've been at Salesforce for about 4 years, but this will actually be my fifth Dreamforce. So I am super excited to tell you about everything that Service Cloud has going on.
Kurt, my name's Amanda West. I'm with their Service Cloud product marketing team, and I just got my surfboard. I just hit my 5-year mark with Salesforce.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let's start talking about Service Cloud. So what's the latest with Service Cloud? What's going on?
So Service Cloud has a ton of new announcements, and one of the really great ones is Service Cloud Lightning. So with Service Cloud Lightning, this is a chance for our customers to be able to get up and running really fast with Service Cloud. So we have an out-of-the-box service experience, and as part of that, it comes along with Lightning-ready apps from our entire partner ecosystem, as well as a Lightning app builder. So now our customers can quickly customize Service Cloud. And that's not all. We also have a new Lightning console, which is full of productivity tools for our agents to be productive and get their work done fast. And of course, we have all of this backed by Trailhead, which is our interactive learning platform.
We love Trailhead. Mm-hmm. I heard that there's some great advancements announced with field service.
Definitely. So in terms of customer service, I think Service Cloud has really been at the forefront in terms of pushing the needle on where service needs to be for our customers. And a year ago, we actually entered a whole new market, field service. And with it, we took the Service Cloud platform and we extended it for managers, for those mobile workforce, and also dispatchers. And we looked at the whole industry. It's a multi-billion industry. And there we said, it's more than that break-fix use case. It's moving into the industries, which is pretty exciting. And so with it, we're seeing great examples of a healthcare coordinator. They are able to schedule visits with patients right at their home with Field Service Lightning. And we have these advisors, these wealth advisors that can use field service to schedule and see all the client information right in the palm of their hand, which is pretty cool. And just like Jen, we made a really great announcement about a month ago in Field Service Lightning. And we announced 3 great new features. Number one, it was about image recognition. So oftentimes we see that field techs, they're not sure what part that they're working on that needs repair. We have developed technology with deep learning technology to say, let's take a photo of that image and we will let you know what that part is so you can fix it faster than ever before. And we didn't stop there. We said, okay, we need to help out with inventory management across the field, wherever your mobile tech may be. And so we created this intelligent management system so that you can go ahead and see all your assets all the time.
That's amazing. What about for Dreamforce? What are you thinking for Dreamforce? I'm sure Service Cloud always has a super big presence, but this year it's even bigger than better than ever, right?
That's right. We're so excited on the Service Cloud team because this year, for the first time, we have an entire zone dedicated to service. And I think this is really going to show that service is the new brand for companies. This is a place where attendees can come and get all of the information that they need to learn about the latest innovations in service and learn how they can take those back to their own businesses and build their own careers using service as a brand.
Definitely. And I will say, Kurt, we have a must-see session.
Indeed.
Indeed. Everyone must come to our Service Cloud session. You will not be disappointed on Tuesday, November 7th at 1:30 p.m. in Moscone North. And there we're going to showcase innovative demos. We're going to invite 3 of our customers on stage, and including Kone, a manufacturing of elevators and escalators that are really pushing the envelope and thinking about connected service.
So you mentioned some big industry customers are going to be talking. Where else, if I'm interested in Service Cloud and industries, where can I go at Dreamforce?
Yeah, Kurt, we've actually made industry an integral part of our experience. So definitely go to Service Cloud and check out the zone. So that's in Moscone West. And there we're going to have customer service innovation that will impact the healthcare, financial services, retail, manufacturing, and much more. And we'll sprinkle the industry sessions and theater discussions and demos throughout.
Fantastic. And what if I wanted, I know in the product keynote that you mentioned, there's always amazing demos. If I want to see more of those, where should I go?
A great place to see all of that technology that you saw in the keynote and get one-on-one demos and learn more from product experts is the campground. It's where you can see all of the new technology as well as understand how it fits into that overall picture and how everything is connected with the Salesforce platform.
And if I want to get my hands dirty, get down and dirty on some hands-on, what do? Where do I go?
Yeah, you want to go check out the Service Cloud Zone in Moscone West. And there we're going to have bite-sized workshops that you can sign up and learn about, you know, how can you actually deflect cases with customer communities? How can you add new channels that your customers are asking you for, like SMS or Facebook Messenger?
And I know that you cover so much from hands-on to demos to industries. What about if I'm new and I want to get started? Where should I go? What should I do?
Well, a great place when you're new and you're looking to get up to speed quickly is to check out our theater sessions. They are a great place to get hands-on quick information about how to get up and running with Service Cloud or how to dive deep on a particular topic. And these are quick bite-sized sessions that you can learn and then get going on your way to the next thing at Dreamforce.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice because we've been doing so many more of those 20-minute theater sessions at World Tours and everywhere we go, and they're super popular, and they're really a great way to get some great information, customer success stories, tips and tricks, bite-sized things like you just mentioned. What about the future if I want to know, okay, I'm in the present now and I'm in the zone. What about in the future? What do I want to see what's planned for Service Cloud in the next few quarters?
So we've really cranked up the number of roadmap sessions for our Service Cloud attendees in field service. So we have two dedicated roadmaps all about the agent experience. So how can we make them more productive and actually arm them with intelligent productivity tools to help them answer questions quickly? And then also we have a roadmap session all about the customer experience. So how can you offer customer service on the channels that your customers want? And then lastly, it's about field service roadmap. So how do we actually make those on-site mobile workers more productive?
And roadmap sessions are always amazingly popular at Dreamforce. So if you're interested in going to those, make sure you get there early. And when Agenda Builder goes live, reserve a seat because they're super popular. What advice would you give anybody for preparing for Dreamforce? Are there any social sites or anywhere I can go to get more information?
Yeah, we have several places for attendees to go. One is to get up to speed quickly with Trailhead. So we have a new trail that we are launching in October, which is the Service Cloud Trail for Agents. And this is a chance for our customers to get more in depth on field service, customer communities, and live message. We also have four other trails about Service Cloud.
And we actually want to arm our customers with a little bit of field service before they enter Dreamforce. So we have a brand new trail cart for customers all about field service lightning. And so they can go on, they can get acquainted with field service, they can set up users, they can assign assets to users, and also configure geographies and territories and assign users to them.
But it's not just Trailhead. You asked about social as well. So customers can learn there, and then they can go on to our Service at Dreamforce Success Community Group and get involved, meet other people even before Dreamforce, keep in touch with them after Dreamforce, hear all of the relevant service announcements. And you can also, all of our attendees and customers can keep in touch with us on social, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's great advice. So the trails are fantastic. Definitely go check out the trails. And Success Community too. If you haven't joined Success Community, go there, go check it out, because it's amazing what the community does, how everybody supports each other and really helps you learn throughout the course of the whole year, not just at Dreamforce.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.